moving all around the Taipei area.
Oh, this always feels good.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon here in Kathmandu, Nepal.
Okay, just a few hundred steps to go, and I'm at the top of the platform here of Swayambhunath, the monkey temple.
I was drinking a mixture of beer, a rice wine, and I am really feeling it now. I am up at 3:30 in the morning. Go to a tuna auction.
I am here in Mumbai, India. And I'm here in Tokyo, Japan for Sakura, the cherry blossoms.
It's 7:45 in the morning here in Phnom Penh, and I'm just going to try to cross the street. I'm going to try on a crosswalk.
It's 6:15 in the morning, and I think I'm one of the only people in Ta Prohm. This is the Tomb Raider Temple.
Hi, I'm John Sabo, and this is the Far East Travels Podcast.
Hey there, John Sabo in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. I am not under lockdown, but we have been asked here to stay in and only go out for absolute necessities in Ho Chi Minh City and in Hanoi and I think most cities and towns throughout Vietnam as we continue through this COVID-19 pandemic. How are you doing? I hope you are well. I hope you are safe, and I hope you're staying home and saving lives. And I'm reaching out in this episode to those people that are stuck somewhere out there. I've been reading about you. I've gotten a little bit of feedback from some of you that are either stuck in Bali or Cambodia or Taiwan. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on here in the region right now. It's definitely kind of a mess, to say the least. So right now you can support me and the podcast and my YouTube channel. Donations and support are really appreciated at this time. You can make a single donation to my PayPal account. I'll leave a link in the show notes. There's also another account in there as well that has some more payment options. It's kind of like it's a Fundly account or kind of like a crowdfunder account. And then also you can, of course, become a patron, and to those patrons that continue to support me, I really appreciate that. So the links will be in the show notes. Check those out. I really appreciate your support. And I hope I can support you through this very, very challenging time here. And for those that listen to the podcast for travel tips and travel inspiration, all I can say is, you know, I'll keep trying to do what I can do from here. And I hope that, you know, this time now won't be long. I know it will pass at some point, and we will all be talking about our future travel plans and trips, but for now we can still talk about travel and dream and visualize and plan for that day, which hopefully won't be too far off, where we can start traveling again. And in this episode too, I wanted to reach out to those that are stuck right now, and I've heard from a few of you, and hopefully you can message me, and I wouldn't mind having a few people actually on the podcast by Skype and just kind of getting your story and where you're at right now, because a lot of people that are here in Asia, well, I mean, throughout the world, that are trying to get back home right now, it's a super frustrating, challenging, stressful time. I was just reading about these Americans and Canadians, and I'm sure there's others, other foreigners that are stuck in Peru right now. And, you know, they just had a emergency declaration last week in Thailand. So there's probably people stuck in Thailand right now, because I don't think any flights are leaving Thailand at the moment. So I'm just going to give you a quick little rundown. First off, just a little bit of rundown. If you haven't been following me on my YouTube channel, I'm doing a series called COVID Diaries from Vietnam, and every couple of days I'm doing a video. And so the last couple of days I've just been out while I'm running errands. I'm staying in as much as I can. They're asking us all to stay in and only go out for necessities, and I'm trying to stick to that. I'm not really doing anything else. There's really not much else to do. I guess you could just go for a walk here in Ho Chi Minh, but you know, almost everything's been closed down except essential businesses. like markets, supermarkets. I think some of the wet markets are still open. I went to one today, and convenience stores. I mean, all of the sites are closed. The shopping malls are closed. There's the cafes. Most all the cafes are closed. There's only takeout or takeaway available at most of the restaurants, and most of the coffee shops or cafes here. So really, it doesn't leave you with much to do. And the streets are just hauntingly quiet here in Saigon. You can imagine what this place is normally like with 13 million residents and 8 million motorbikes. Now, there's still lots of traffic moving around, so people still are working here. They're going to work, and they're doing things. But, we'll see how things progress. But they say we have right now like a golden time or golden era the next 2 weeks where we can really make a difference here and start pulling it back, or it'll get out of control. Now, there's been a big spike here in COVID-19 patients because a lot of Vietnamese have been returning from overseas. So in the last couple of weeks, we've had thousands of Vietnamese return, and there's at least about 45 to 50,000 people quarantined right now. Some of those are self-quarantined and some are in quarantine facilities, either like a military type facility, or some are being put up in hotels as well. And also people are returning. There's a lot of Chinese nationals that work here and Korean nationals that work here mostly as well in management positions. There's a huge rapid transit system that is a co-project of China in Hanoi, and then they have a big MRT subway project here in Vietnam that's a Japanese collaboration as well. So they're trying to return here, but they have to be quarantined before they're allowed to go back out into the mainstream. So there's thousands of people being quarantined here right now. We all now have to wear a mask wherever we go out in public here in Ho Chi Minh, and we have been told that we will be fined if we're caught not wearing a mask. And when I was out today, I still did see, a couple of people walking around, foreigners and also some locals as well, just, moseying around on the streets without a mask. But I'd say about 95% of people that I saw today were wearing a mask. So they're just tightening things down more and more. And then as far as the visas and travel goes, that's a whole other thing. I was checking flights today, and to get out of Vietnam and back to, say, North America, there are still some options. I don't know, how often these flights are getting canceled, but I noticed ANA out of Japan is still doing flights from Ho Chi Minh to Tokyo and then Tokyo onward. And I think most nationals can still enter Japan without being quarantined. But I don't know how long that's going to last for, because I just saw a report just before I started this podcast about how they're expecting another spike in COVID-19 cases in Tokyo. So that could change things. But at the moment, it seems that's still a way out. But I don't know how feasible is, how consistent or how reliable those flights are. But those are the flights I was looking at. Most of the other, like, Southeast Asian airlines that are that do international runs or international flights are not doing them at the moment. And Vietnam Airlines is not doing any international runs. And then we're going to have some problems with other major carriers as well. The Australians are going to have a problem if they don't get on a flight somewhere soon, because a lot of their airlines are going to be stopping international flights by the end of March. So Thailand, as I was saying, they had a state of emergency declaration this past week from the Prime Minister. That goes from March 26th to 30th. And our friend Dave in Osaka was in Bangkok. I talked to him on a podcast episode a couple of weeks ago, and he just got out of Bangkok. He got on one of the last flights out of there back to Osaka. So everybody was scrambling around the airports there trying to get out at the last minute. because of this state of emergency declaration. And currently, Thailand has all of the people have been urged to stay home for a week. And they're saying that the officials are going to monitor it. And if they're not getting people complying, then they're going to impose a 24-hour curfew. So I think that seems to be what's happening. People are getting, you know, in some places here, there's a little bit of flexibility. Like I'm seeing in Vietnam, they're still they've asked or told people not to gather in groups of 20 or more. That not to be any religious gatherings at all. And they've closed down the restaurants, or most of the restaurants, if not all of the restaurants, are only doing takeaway as well as the larger cafes and that. So it seems like they're kind of putting this out, and then we are not under a lockdown here, but I suppose if officials are going around and they don't see everybody complying, then they'll just do a lockdown. So that seems to be the way it's going here, Thailand. I spoke with somebody somebody messaged me on YouTube that's stuck in Kampot, Cambodia at the moment. The land crossings out of Cambodia are closed, I think, for the most part. They are definitely closed to Vietnam. I don't know, you know, if they're going to open those up to Thailand anytime soon, but it's not looking like it. There's a whole bunch of Vietnamese that left Laos. They've been living in Laos or working in Laos. And they crossed over, and now they all have to go into quarantine. There was a few thousand Vietnamese, and that just happened over the last couple of days or so. Indonesia is badly in need of more medical care workers, at least 4,000, to deal with the situation there. And I spoke with somebody, I think it was somebody messaged me on YouTube that said they're stuck in Bali right now, and that doesn't sound like such a bad place to be stuck, but under the circumstances, you know, when you have to deal with this and restrictions and things like that, and also the stress of worrying that you're going to, you know, get this virus, it's not exactly paradise. Now, some countries are making it easier for people that are stuck to stay longer. Some countries are actually waiving visa fees and letting people just extend their visa. In some cases, they're not even needing to do anything. Like in Taiwan, they've let people overstay their current visa that they're on after a certain time that they've been in the country. I think they arrived sometime. There was a date sometime in March, but you'll have to check that online, that they were going to give you another 30 days. So if you came in on a 3-month visa exemption to Taiwan, they're going to give you an extra month. Because currently I don't think there's any flights that you can catch out of there. It's very difficult to get out of there right now. And with Vietnam, it's a big problem for some people that want to stay here longer. The visa fees are quite expensive now to extend your visa. So it's making it a little bit difficult for some people. And then they've also, for now anyways, they've suspended any kind of long-term residency applications as well for now in Vietnam. So that makes it a little more challenging for either people that have already been here for a while or people that had gotten here and were planning on staying longer. It's going to make it very challenging for them to do that. So I talked to those people in, or somebody messaged me from Cambodia, Bali. If you're out there somewhere, you know, let me know what's going on. If you're trying to return to North America or Australia, New Zealand, in some cases, it's possible at the moment. And there's also some embassies that are doing repatriation flights. They're chartering planes and getting their citizens on those planes. So if you're having a real tough time, you know, finding a way out and you are able to get out of the country, there is no closures or anything like that of airports, then you need to contact your embassy as well, because they may be able to help you out. There's some countries that are financially helping their citizens out as well with loans. The United States is doing it. Canada is. I think Great Britain is as well. I'm not sure about Australia. Right now, currently, there's about 10,000 to 13,000 Americans that are stranded somewhere in the world trying to get back home. There could be up to 1 million British citizens right now abroad. that that may or may not want to get back. Some people are choosing to stay until everything settles down. I don't know out of that 1 million how many are actually trying to get back. And then in Canada, there's 420,000 Canadians registered with Canadians abroad, but there's no data to support, you know, that all of them are trying to get back. I think it's highly unlikely, because I think a lot of expats register with these services as well that are, you know, more long-term, you know, residents abroad. But they've had 25,000 emails and 9,000 phone calls recently trying to get some help. So I've read, and I'm by no means an expert on the flight situation, especially in circumstances like this. But if your flight has been canceled, what you want to do is not accept a refund if you can, because your airline is obligated to find you another flight if they've canceled your flight. And if you accept a refund, then they're off the hook. So what you want to do is push them and hold them to getting you another flight, and through either their planes or with another airline. They are obligated to do this. Now, the other thing I've heard is that you can actually go ahead, and if they aren't getting you a flight, you can actually go ahead and get another flight, and then they have to reimburse you later. But I wouldn't, that's just something I've heard, and you should look into it a little bit more and look at the details, because they might have, you know, waived that, or you might have signed something or agreed that you're, you know, you don't have those terms with them. So you have to be very careful about that one. But you can certainly push them to get them to find you another flight. And then, as I was saying before about Australians, under a lot of pressure right now. I don't have to tell you, if you're Australian and you're abroad somewhere right now, that, you know, Qantas, Virgin and Jetstar are all going to be halting international flights by the end of March. The best thing is to try, if you can, obviously, to get something as soon as possible. And if you can't, then you need to speak with your embassy and find out what they can do for you. As I said, there are embassies that are doing repatriation flights. There are also countries that are helping their citizens out with loans. But they will put restrictions on your passport in some cases until you pay that loan back. So just to let you know on that. So again, I would love to hear from you. If you're stuck somewhere, I'd love to get a few people on the podcast, and perhaps that could make us all feel a little more comfortable with our current situation. Thanks so much for listening to the Far East Travels Podcast. You can connect with me either on Facebook, the Far East Travels Podcast Facebook page, John Sabo Official, or Far East Travels, three different Facebook pages. Instagram, it's John Sabo's Far East Travels. Also on Twitter, Far East_Travels. And then, of course, you can just send me an email, john@fareasttravels.com. So would love to hear from you. Reaching out to see and hear what's going on in the rest of the region, and for that matter, the rest of the world. Let us know how you're doing, and would love to share your story with everyone. So you can help others discover the Far East Travels Podcast by writing a review in the iTunes store, and there'll be a link in the show notes. Just follow that link. Make sure you're signed into your iTunes account. Rate the podcast out of 5 stars and then write a review, and you'll help others discover the Far East Travels Podcast. Well, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're healthy. And I hope you're staying home, staying in, and saving lives. Until next time, this is John Sabo. Namaste.